Hi, welcome back to SaaS Radio Hour. I'm here today with Torben from the Rose team. Torben, thanks so much for taking the time to join the call.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
So I'm curious, what was the first spreadsheet app you ever used? Do you remember?
Wow. So the first spreadsheet app was certainly some sort of database, shopping list, to-do list, right? I think I started using spreadsheets as my personal to-do list. And then in consulting, I used to be a consultant for a while. I started modeling, right, a lot.
And were you using Excel? Was that the first spreadsheet app you used, or did you
Yeah.
start out with something earlier?
No. It was Microsoft Excel.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that was pretty much probably the first spreadsheet I would have used would have had to have been Excel, probably around Excel 97 or something. And Access around the same time, sort of as a database. Though I'm afraid at the time I was a school kid and didn't quite get the difference between the two.
I guess we're even we are still too young for VisiCalc,
I've used it. I've loaded it in more recent years to try on DOS just to try to go back in time and experience it. And the wild thing is how similar it is to current spreadsheets still, right? Like your average. You take a normal version of Excel today and you compare it to an early version of DOS-based Excel or of VisiCalc. And honestly, they're broadly similar, right? Like the basics are there.
It's remarkable how this 40 years old technology still supports kind of 1 billion users today, right?
And there's a quote about how if you want to build a SaaS app today, one of the things to do is to go look at how people are using spreadsheets in businesses and then build a SaaS API or SaaS interface and backend for them and handle that as a software product. And that's still often how things are done. People use spreadsheets for accounting and modeling, as you mentioned, and so many other tasks. And then when they sort of outgrow that, they go to something more custom built, right?
Absolutely, that's how spreadsheets are supposed to get killed, right? Eventually, but they never do. So there are these undead of tools that always survive, and people just can't stop using them.
The original innovation of spreadsheets was that they automatically would recalculate values as you change the data, right? The original, I guess, spreadsheets before computers were just ledger tables where people would write values on paper and calculate them. And then we digitalized that. And then I feel like Google Sheets, I believe, was the first, at least pioneered in general, the idea of spreadsheets being collaborative, right? Where you have one spreadsheet that everyone's working in at the same time. And so your team at Rose is building a new spreadsheet. What's it bringing to the mix here? What does it do new?
So you're absolutely right. And so what Excel was absolutely pre-cloud and pre-smartphone, also pre-API. Google Sheets was built for the cloud and added the collaboration layer to it. But it's still lacking, from our perspective, a couple of important things. It's still hard to get data in and out, and it's still hard to share on a smartphone, for example. And those are the things that we're addressing. So Rose is 100% a spreadsheet. You can use exactly the same formulas that you're used to from Excel or Google Sheets. But we add two things mainly, which are integrations. So we make it easy for you to get data from your core business tools or from external sources or from any API, really. And the second is we built a sharing platform or a sharing layer that makes it easy to turn your spreadsheet into a web app into a web page into one click that looks slick and that is mobile responsive and so on.
Interesting. Okay, so there's a lot to unpack there. I feel like one big thing is that often spreadsheets are, in a way I've often used them nowadays, is as sort of an in-between between other software, right? Where you have, say you have a sign-up form with Typeform for someone to subscribe to an email newsletter as an easy example, and then you want to send those subscribers to a MailChimp mailing list, right? And you could directly copy one to the other, but often Google Sheets or another spreadsheet is a good intermediary where you basically dump your form data into the spreadsheet and then you automate that over to your mailing list. And so with Rose, I'm imagining you could likely build something like that directly in the spreadsheet where you're using that as sort of the central hub.
Yes, exactly. So you could use Rose for kind of all of this if you wanted, right? So you can define a Rose table as a form, and then it becomes a web page where you can only manipulate, for example, input cells that you define, and you press a button, and then it writes to a database, and then based on whatever you have in the database, you, for example, add, you can send emails directly from Rose, or you move then the data to your third-party tool, right? Like, for example, MailChimp. Yeah.
But interesting.
So the difference, you can do all of this or parts of this in Rose. The difference to Google Sheets and Zapier is, well, you can start using in your Rose editor, and everything kind of starts from there, right? So you can, it's very easy to activate and search for the integration. So you can do it right in the editor. And then when you compose your formulas, so any integration in Rose gives you access to a number of formulas like send email, get company data Crunchbase, or well, add subscriber MailChimp, right? So those are formula names. And when you start typing, for example, MailChimp in Rose, then we suggest you the formulas, and our autocomplete takes you through, well, the parameters of that function, right? And that is how kind of easy it is to work with data and with our integration.
So I believe Excel supports something around 450, 500 functions today. Google Sheets is a bit behind it, but pretty close. It's probably in the range of 300. And Rose, I'm assuming, generally supports most of the standard spreadsheet functions, but then you're also adding on these extra functions that are API powered.
Yes.
On top of that.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you can combine and mix formulas together?
Yes. So you can, well, as I said, it's a complete spreadsheet. So you can nest functions as you want, right? As in any other spreadsheet. And you can combine your functions that might be the standard spreadsheet functions like VLOOKUP, index match, sum ifs or so. It might and then you have our integration functions like send email or get company data or something like that.
Okay.
And you can also add other automation functions, like for example we have schedule to repeatedly execute a function or for automation. Or we have insert, update, and override to build databases inside in Rose tables, right?
So you mentioned databases, and that's the thing that first comes to mind when you mention more or less a modern take on a spreadsheet, is tools like Airtable, which obviously are a database, but they've often managed to take over some of the functions that people traditionally use spreadsheets for, right? The big difference being they're very, just like in a standard database, your individual cells are type orientated. So you're defining a column as being, you know, this is just text, this is just numbers and so on.
Right.
Whereas in a spreadsheet, right, you're doing stuff freeform. I'm curious, from your perspective, what's the best advantage still of using a spreadsheet for tasks like this versus a more structured database, both in things like Airtable or the ones that are a bit more flexible but lower powered in things like Notion and Coda?
Well, so first of all, I think all of these are great products, right? So Airtable chose the path of structured data, a proprietary formula language, and a really beautiful interface. And Notion is this, well, productivity around the document, but you can include structured data. Spreadsheets, I think the key difference is, well, spreadsheets are a modeling language, right? So you can, you have inputs and then you can transform those inputs and then, well, transform them into outputs or feed them into a table. And but spreadsheets are actually great databases too. So many people use spreadsheets as databases, right? Probably,
definitely, right?
Probably Microsoft Excel is still the number one database in the world when you look at the number of users. And you also have those lookup functions, right? Like VLOOKUP, index match, filter. As I said, we added insert, update, and override so that you can manage your databases programmatically, right? So you can append a log, or you can upsert a log, or you can replace a database altogether programmatically with those functions. There are obviously some advantages to those specific database products, right? But from our perspective, spreadsheet databases don't have such a heavy UI. You can generally put more data into them, right? They support more data, more rows of data. So we do think that there's an advantage if you have a product where you can combine kind of a database with this modeling language, right? That are spreadsheets.
So you mentioned having a database in your spreadsheet. Is there, I guess, something unique that Rose is doing to separate a standard spreadsheet table from a database table, or are you just referring to how people often use spreadsheets and database ways?
So I'm currently referring to how people use that, right? I think once you have a spreadsheet, I think you can. There are features like data validation, right? In spreadsheets where you can effectively create the same kind of format restrictions that database support as well, and that is still something that we in particular at Rose still have to build, but those features will still come out this year.
Awesome. Okay, that's super awesome to hear. And I love the perspective of basically the flexibility of spreadsheets. I do find the one limiting factor often, say in Notion, you build a table, and it's great for organizing stuff, say task or whatnot. But once you get a bit beyond that, if you can't just put a formula anywhere, it feels a bit restrictive. So I do still appreciate that in a spreadsheet where you can do work pretty much wherever you land. And I'm curious, what are some of your personal favorite ways you use Rose for your work?
Yeah, I actually use it for a lot now. So one example, domain enrichment. So we look at companies who create workspaces in Rows, and then we add LinkedIn or Crunchbase data to them to decide whether we want to add them to a particular campaign in our CRM tool or not. A second spreadsheet that we built due to the pandemic restrictions. So we operate our offices with a certain number of seats only because, to ensure space between people and so on. So we built an office booking app where people, that includes a form, for example, people can just book or unbook seats and then see the calendar of people who are in the office on a particular day. Third example, we automated our revenue reconciliation between our billing software, Chargebee, and our payment gateway, Stripe, and then automated some tax reporting that we needed. Employee equity tracking that is completely automated. So every day I can see automatically the number of vested shares. We use it for direct search in recruiting. And then again, I still use Rose as a database because if I access a Rose live mode, a Rose spreadsheet in live mode, it's kind of mobile responsive on my phone and kind of, well, a much better experience than, say, a shared Google Sheets.
Interesting. That's super cool to hear. So I was going to ask, as the final question here, as we've got about a minute or so on the clock, what you're most excited for next about Rose. And that goes well with the question Taylor just asked in the chat, saying, does or will Rose include charting features?
Yeah, the short answer to that is yes. So I think what I'm currently most excited about is our new button, right? We have some UI elements that we let people use in Rose. And the button is one of them, which is essentially a cell that if you click it, it becomes a value and otherwise it stays false, right? And then you can build logic with it. And people use it to move data from forms into databases and to make sending requests or make certain automations more secure, right? And finding the right logic for your use case is still a bit hard, I would say, and our new button feature will make this much more, much easier and much more intuitive. And that's what I'm excited about, because for internal tools, for example, where you build forms and then want to create databases with them, I think that's a game changer. But certainly what we want to build is we want to make working with data inside Rose more intuitive. And then we want to catch up on the full spreadsheet UX, right? So we want to make collaboration easier, and of course we want to build data visualization. So this year still we'll have graphs and also conditional formatting. And the final thing is we're also working on a desktop app so that you can just build with more productivity on your machine.
That's super cool. The button sounds like you're moving even further into the no-code automation space, where then people could more or less build a UI for a custom app, so to speak, that's powered by Rose.
Absolutely, yeah.
Nice. Well, I'll look forward to playing around with that. Thank you so much for coming on today. This has been awesome. It's exciting to hear your perspective on spreadsheets and databases and integrations, and we'll look forward to seeing what your team ships going forward.
Well, thank you so much, Matt. Great talking to you.
For people listening, what's the best way to keep up with Rose? Twitter?
Yes, I would say Twitter for sure. For our users, we also have a weekly product update inside the product. And so as a feature on the top right, you have a little gift box that will keep you up to date with what's happening in the product.
And your site is rose.com, right?
Rose.com, exactly. Yes.
Awesome. That's such a great domain.
Yeah. Thanks. You can just sign up, start on our free plan that will be free forever, and then our subscriptions are then usage based.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And for everyone listening, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next time. Bye.
Thanks, man. Bye.